I am Plata on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The Pie Theater has a new production beginning this Friday, the 14th of March, Between the Sheets. It's described as an emotionally stunning site-specific experience. The play by Jordy Mand, Mann takes place at the Admiral Seymour Elementary School at 1130 Kiefer Street here in Vancouver. The premise is that the audience is in a real classroom at Seymour and witness to a parent-teacher interview. The stars are Katrina Murphy and Stephanie Morris. The production's director and designer is Richard Wolf, who joins me now. I'll get him to tell us about the show and what to expect. Visit pietheater.com for tickets and information. The show runs until the 26th of March, and seating is extremely limited, being in a classroom after all. Please welcome back to the Plata Online program, Pie Theater's artistic director, Richard Wolf. Mr. Wolf, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. This is Between the Sheets. It's a highly regarded work across the country. This is the first time it's been done here, right?
Yeah, that's right. Jordy Mann, the playwright, is a young Toronto playwright. She was is currently the resident artist at Theatre Passe-Muraille in Toronto, and she was a member of the Tarragon Theatre's playwriting unit as well. This particular play, Between the Sheets, was her first play, and it was only written in 2012 and produced by Knightwood Theatre, which is the women's theatre company in Toronto, at the Tarragon Backstage Space, Extra Space, I believe. So that was the play's premiere. We're actually doing the second production of it here in Vancouver that's ever been done, but not long after we finish it, it will be done in Ontario and in New Zealand. Uh-huh. So it's getting quite a bit of attention, absolutely.
Yeah, the review I read off the Globe and Mail's website was of the Toronto production starring Susan Coyne, and it was a quite favorable review. Mm-hmm. In terms of what happens in the play, I mean, from what I've read that from what your publicist put out, it was very sparse in terms of what happens exactly. So I'll get you to just fill us in on what one might expect if they go to the elementary school on Kiefer during the run of this. I mean, what happens in the show?
Well, the show actually starts a little bit, in some ways, before the audience gets into the building itself. So we're doing, a site-specific production, which means that the actual location that the audience experiences the show in is very, very pertinent to the play. It's tied to the play itself. And in this case, it amplifies the experience of the play, of the script. And that's basically its purpose, the site specificity of it all. So the show, in some ways, I believe, starts for the audience when they drive up to the school. The school we've been invited into is an old school. It was built in 1909, and for Vancouver, of course, that's massively old. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic-looking building. It's just great. So the audience, everybody has to first arrive at the school, and that's going to create a certain emotional resonance. You know, a lot of people haven't been in a school, an elementary school, unless they have kids for some time, but we've all been in them. Mm-hmm. And if they have had kids, then that's just going to mean something completely different, but no less energized. So they drive up to the school and go into the parking lot, and they'll be met there, and they have to walk, we'll guide them into the hallway, and they'll go into the school, up the stairs, down the hallway, and it's an active school, so there's all kinds of art on the walls, and it feels like the kids are there, even though they won't be there. It happens in the evening. But there'll be a lot of energy in the building itself. And then into the classroom where they're going to see the show. It's a functioning grade 4 classroom. So again, it's very alive, very immediate. So the kids have been in the desks not long ago, you know.
Yeah.
So the show, the audience sits in the room itself, so we've got places for them to sit. They're like ghosts in the room, though. They're not going to be pulled up on stage in any way. It's not immersive in that sense that the audience become actors, per se. In this in this kind of a setup, they are like ghosts in a flies on the wall kind of thing. They're observers, they're voyeurs. They're witnessing a very intense and personal drama unfold between two women. One is a teacher, uh-huh. and one is a parent. And the play starts with the parent coming to the classroom for a parent-teacher interview. Her child is a student in this classroom. And the play starts with them talking about the child and the child's performance. The child has some learning issues, maybe ADD, maybe slightly on the autistic scale, on the autistic spectrum. We're not entirely sure, but they discuss the child and the learning issues at hand. And as the play goes on, we learn that the two women have a kind of association, but through another individual. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit worried about how excuse me, to give away. But suffice it to say that in the course of the play, the drama, we learn an awful lot about these two women, about their lives, and about what brings them together on this particular night.
So the show's not for kids, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's an adult drama.
Yeah,
an adult drama.
Well, was it important for you to do this in a classroom?
Yes. I believe that I'm a big believer in the audience experience, what people actually live through. Theater is beautiful, a performance, we could call it performance, we're calling this a kind of performance event. Performance is important because it brings people together in the same room to share a living experience. Their presence influences the performers, and the performers influence the audience, and the audience also influence each other. It's very difficult to sit beside somebody in anywhere really, in a collective or communal space, and have them crying or a tear rolling down their face or laughing without feeling the sorrow or the joy of the person beside you. So that's the beauty of it. And if when a performance piece is put into a site-specific location, all of that's amplified because everybody is sharing something very, very special, very unique, and everybody knows it too. We're very honored to be in the school. It is a functioning school. The classroom itself is being used. And we are just guests there temporarily. And all of us, I think, realize that. So, yes, it amplifies the experience, and it also creates a kind of reality that's impossible to create on a stage per se. Because we know these things are real. We know that the kids' art on the wall is the kids' art on the wall. We know the desks in the room belong to the children that sit at those desks. When we're seeing a show in a theater, a formal theater space, we know those desks were built or rented or something put there to represent the actual thing. So we're a step closer in some ways. We're a step closer to the truth, in a sense, mm-hmm. To the honest core of it. And I feel that with so many layers of illusion and reality television shows, being not real at all, everything's staged and whatnot, and then there's the distance that we're given, we're forced into through the screen itself. I feel in some ways we're drifting apart as people, as social beings, and performance, live performance experiences bring people back together, and again, putting them in a site-specific place amplifies that experience. So I feel that it'll be a special night.
Was it difficult to organize a classroom or to get that all together with the school board, say, or the school itself?
They have, Vancouver being what it is, a film center, they do get requests, and they have an office for requests. It's a formalized process, yes. First it has to go through the school board, and then there has to be an interview with the principal, mm-hmm. then a tour of the school itself, and you know, hopefully the classroom teacher is, you know, on board, and when all of those things line up, then yes, we're invited in. There's certainly a small charge, and we're doing it during spring break, so. There is some overtime charges involved in terms of custodial labor and whatnot, so it's not free for us to be there by any means. But that being said, it's still a gift. There's nothing that I believe in the Vancouver School Board's general philosophy, because schools are community assets. Mm-hmm. That the community is invited to use those assets. But still, I feel we all feel privileged to be there.
Yeah, and the performers that you have in the show, Katrina Murphy and Stephanie Morris, I've seen Ms. Murphy in a number of things over the years, and I've read of Ms. Morris. These are you don't have slouches here in your cast, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
No, they're lovely. They're great. We're having a great time. I'm speaking to you from our rehearsal studio right now, and they just went off to have lunch. But we're having a wonderful time together. They're very talented actors, and it's a pleasure to work with both of them. Katrina plays the mother. She's a little bit older than Stephanie. Well, you know, some years older. I won't say how many. But Stephanie is a recent graduate of Studio 58, but she's doing quite well right now. After she finishes with us, she'll be off to Persephone Theatre in Saskatoon to do a play for them. And I believe Katrina will be off in Chemainus this summer, but she's very busy, so it's hard to keep track of exactly where she is at any given time. But I believe she's doing Chemainus as well this year.
Yeah, like I saw her about a month ago in the Rodgers and Hammerstein Review. And then mm-hmm. I think she had something in the Chutzpah Festival as well?
She did, a piece by Noah Drew, M.J. Nesbitt, another kind of a musical presentation, but she acts and sings and plays violin, and so she, in the Chutzpah piece, she was doing all three. She was playing her instrument, singing, and acting as well. But in this, she just acts.
Yeah.
She's just an actor.
Yeah. Now, how are things with the Pi Theater? I know the last thing that you guys had was in the fall. That was at the Roundhouse. That did quite well, right?
Yes, except in the unlikely event of war. That was a co-production with Horseshoes and Hand Grenades Theater. And it was an original play by Sean Devine, who is their one of their co-artistic directors and a playwright. And he was our playwright in residence. Sean and I have been... He offered the play. I was dramaturging and directing, and we've been working on that for a couple of years. And it was a lot of fun. It was a kind of a satire about the state of free speech and politics in Canada and the exploitation of northern resources. And it was meta-theatrical, and it was quite a trip. A third of it was on video, which was a lot of fun to do as well, to put the video together. Which is something I haven't done to that extent before. So yes, that was a lot of fun to do too.
Yeah, and you've been busy otherwise as well, right?
I did a show for Up in the Air Theater at the Kulch. Opened the Kulch studio season. It was called Inside the Sea, which was another original play by a guy named Jason Rothery about ostensibly about genetic engineering or genetically modified organisms. Uh-huh. But it was a drama as well, and that was great fun to do. And last year we did Terminus, of course, and that was quite successful. So, yes, my theater is very happy at the moment. Our mandate is to do... We're in Vancouver to engage our audiences with bold and unapologetic plays that look at modern life, and we are not afraid of being emotionally and intellectually charged. We want to take risk, and we're not afraid of risk, and we're not afraid of engaging our audience in a, you know, powerful way. So yeah. We feel this play will do that as well.
Yeah, yeah. And when Push was in town, I guess when Push was happening in town, last month or so, I had a number of Toronto performers on the program who had shows here. And then I guess Alon Nashman for Hirsch, when he was here for the Chutzpah Festival a couple weeks ago, he was on. And so when I have these people from out of town on, I like to ask them what they think of the sort of theatrical community here. And they all have wonderful things to say about the vitality of what's going on here. So for someone who's immersed in all of it, I mean, it is a pretty good time, isn't it, for those of you in the theatrical business? I mean, you look at Katrina Murphy. I mean, she's having quite a busy time.
I'm not sure. There's so much going on in Vancouver I'm not sure that the larger population knows how rich and diverse performance opportunities are here. Mm-hmm. There's a dance festival on right now, International Dance Festival. There's an awful lot of theater shows happening right now, performance pieces, micro-theater shows down on Granville Island, big shows at the Stanley, independent shows at a studio on 2nd Avenue. I mean, there's a huge range. There's a whole new generation of artists that are emerging and doing work in town. There's the mid-career artists that are doing great work, and there's the Arts Club, of course, and Bard on the Beach that are more familiar to a lot of people. But I'd encourage people who are interested in performance to look at their listings or shows like yours. Thanks for taking an interest. And I'd encourage people to really dig in and try some of it out, because it really is good. There are a lot of great training schools here that train performers and whatnot, and there's a lot of energy and talent exists here, and people are out there doing things.
Yeah, so it's available and accessible, and not too far wherever you live in this town, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Richard, this sounds like a fascinating show, Between the Sheets, and with the performers you've got, it'll be a great show, I'm sure. It's nice talking again. Break a leg, as they say.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks very much again for your interest.
You're very welcome. The website for more, pytheater.com. The 14th to the 26th of March at Admiral Seymour Elementary. Visit pytheater.com for tickets and information. The Pie Theater's Richard Wolf joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plantin.